just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
The man lives in the state of perpetual illusion, a mirage, where he spins his imagination and creates his own reality, which is much, much away from the truth. And the state of illusion goes on till one day something shocks him, till one day life delivers him a shock, and then that shock breaks that illusion, and Hindus have used a very good word for this illusion, Maya. Maya is nothing but illusion. It is not there, but it appears to be there. The truth is something else. But for that person, that illusion becomes truth. Rather, he projects his own imagination unto the things, and this projection leads to the state of illusion, and he continues. Till some shock comes to him, and that shock leads to awakening. So in order to break free of this Maya, some upheaval is needed. Otherwise, what we think as true is never true. What we perceive as real is never real, but it is just our perception, our projection, our ignorance, our forgetfulness. If we can come to that stage where there is a alertfulness all the time, wakefulness all the time, we will remain out of this illusion. And truth is the only thing that can free us, nothing else. But nobody loves truth, because truth appears bitter. But we need to accept the truth, because truth frees you. Falsehood binds you. Leads to the stage of illusion, the influences of Maya. So the entire journey is the journey of experiments with truth. What is the truth? There should be a perpetual search for it. What is the truth of things? What is the truth of time? What is the truth of relationships? What is the truth of life? What is the truth of body consciousness? What is the truth of this body? Truth about everything. So search truth, and the Maya will not touch you. Stay in that stage of truth. It's a stage of great wakefulness. Even one moment of forgetfulness leads to creation of an illusion, and soon that illusion becomes a prison, a cage that binds us. So that's why many times Baba says, understand what Maya is, know it, every ins and outs of Maya. We create our own world of Maya, and we not just create, but we enjoy it. Not just enjoy, we justify. Not just justify, we pray to the God, whosoever we believe in, to those gods and goddesses, to answer our prayers, which appear logical to us, but they are illogical. So it's a great trap where we are caught. And a great truth and shock is needed to free oneself from this prism of Maya. A child prays to God, God, please make Punjab the capital of America. Oh God, please make Punjab the capital of America. Suddenly God appears. And God says, but why? The child says, because in exam I wrote so. So we live in our own world of illusions. We enjoy them. We justify them. We pray for them. And we want justice, and we want our prayers to be answered, without knowing that the very foundation is shaky. In continuation with yesterday's Avyakta Sandesh, this is the message of 31st July 2009. Yesterday we saw about Drishti, the power of Drishti, how Drishti can heal, how Drishti can induce powers, how Drishti can make somebody happy, blissful, how Drishti can change your world, the Drishti of God. Yeah, spiritual powers. So Baba was looking around and watching who has come. मैं बोली बाबा क्या रिजल्ट देखी बाबा बोले बच्ची बच्चे यथाशक्ति तथा सफलता तो प्राप्त कर रहे बाप दादा बच्चों का पुरुषार्थ देख खुश तो होता है स्नेह भी आता है कि कैसे माया के सूक्ष्म रूप की हलचल में भी आते अचल भी बनते लेकिन समय की गति प्रकृति के हलचल की गति आत्माओं के पाप की गति दुख अशांति की गति तीव्र गति से आगे जा रही है उस अनुसार बच्चों के पुरुषार्थ की गति और तीव्र होनी चाहिए होना आवश्यक है अभी तक पुरुषार्थ है लेकिन हर समय सदा तीव्र पुरुषार्थ की आवश्यकता है सो बाबा इज सेइंग यू अंडरस्टूड द सटल फॉर्म्स ऑफ माया एंड द अपहीवल विच इज कॉज्ड by those subtle forms of Maya and you have become unshakable in the face of such a Maya where the time, the elements, the sins, sorrow, unhappiness, peacelessness, everything is increasing in the world. So when everything is increasing, then the speed has become intense. The speed of sins have become intense. The speed of sorrow has become intense. The speed of five elements have become intense. Time is rushing. Everything is racing. So you cannot afford to lag behind. You have to rush, race, increase your speed. Otherwise, all these things will make you a slave. Parvash, the forces of Maya are fierce and intense. And the whole world is in the grip of these forces. Just as happiness is contagious, sorrow is also contagious. Just as charitable deeds are contagious, sin is also contagious. Because we carry the seeds of sin somewhere deep in the unconscious. Nobody can say that I am free from the past. The past impressions are there. The past urges are still there. The past sanskars are still there. They just need a small spark. That's it. So utmost attention is needed to kill them, to burn them. A small spark can make them alive. They will arise like the phoenix bird, which has the mythological bird, which arises from its ash. It gets burnt, ashes are formed, and it arises again. So also the old sanskars are like that. So when everything is racing, the sins are racing, the sorrow, the suffering, the time, the five elements. Everything is in the stage of upheaval. In such a stage of upheaval, Baba says, you must know the subtle forms of Maya. And what are the subtle forms of Maya? What are the different forms of Maya? Maya doesn't come to you with label on her head that I am Maya. Maya disguises herself in the attire of a Brahmin. Maya is a great juggler, Bazigar. She is a great conman. She is a thug. She knows all the tactics, methods, gimmicks, techniques of deception. She comes and just hoodwinks your intellect. Where has gone man's courage? And they say, kidnapped by illusion. So Baba says, know what is Maya, know the source of Maya, how it starts, when it starts, from where it comes. What are the subtle nature, subtle forms of Maya? In all the Murlis we have heard, which is this, what is the seed of Maya? Body consciousness is the seed of Maya. Body consciousness is the seed of all the weaknesses. From body consciousness arise vices. From vices arise upheaval. And from upheaval arises sorrow, suffering, misery, pain, anguish. The seed is body consciousness. If there is no body consciousness, there are no vices. If there are no vices, there is no halchal, there is no upheaval. If there is no upheaval, then there is no sorrow. So if you want to reach the stage of no sorrow, no suffering, let us use negative word. There are two approaches to truth. One is to use positive word. Another is to use negative word. One is, I want to achieve bliss. This is positive. But then that creates a desire. And that desire makes you restless. There's another approach. This is Mahavir's approach. I achieve bliss. But there is Buddha's approach. Buddha has never used the word bliss, anand. He said, a stage where there is no sorrow. Come to that stage. That is the goal. Sometimes you can use that stage. If you want no sorrow, no disturbance in life, then there should be stage of no vices. If you want the stage of no vices, then there should be the stage of no body consciousness. And today's Avyakt Murli discusses this. What is the method? This is body. This is soul. The entire Murli demarcates these two things. What is the method? If this is car, this is driver. If this is chariot, this is charioteer. If this is shell, this is pearl. You can go on. If this is hut, this is the tapasvi sitting in the hut. If this is the wire, this is the coating. This is the live wire which is inside it. This body is different and I am different. The entire effort is about this. I am not this body. The more you think of yourself as a charioteer, then what happens? From today's Murli, what happens? when you think of yourself as chariot, when that chariot consciousness, Sarathi Jeevan, that's the word Baba has used, the life of a charioteer, what happens? One, you move away from body, you become detached from body. Second, you become detached from body consciousness. Third, you become master of your senses. Then senses do not deceive you anymore. Even one sense is enough to bring about a debacle. Because there is a lot of unity in the vices, Baba said. They are not like religions. So many religions in the world, there is no unity still. For the vices, there is no church. This is the church of lust. This is the temple of... They don't create such temples. They are not... Sequestration is not there. They are one. They live in one place and they never fight. All vices, there is so much unity. There are no sects, creed, sampradaya, nothing. They don't have Hindu-Muslim fights. Lust never fights with attachment. Attachment doesn't fight with avarice. Avarice doesn't fight with ego. They move hand in hand all the time. They are fast friends, close buddies. They don't have any conflicts. They don't have any misunderstanding. They don't become upset with each other. They don't fight. They are so selflessly working for their cause. They are divine missionaries, busy in their mission to bring about the downfall of mankind. And they don't need any motivation. They don't have audios and classes to keep them in the path of intense effort. They don't have songs to make them motivated. They don't need songs, they don't need classes. They don't need books. They don't have literature department. They don't eat toli. And they don't feel like to eat. And then we will become powerful. They are breatharians. They don't eat anything. And they are ready to sacrifice for each other. Such sense of selflessness. Such spirit of universal brotherhood. Amongst vices. Have you ever seen such a community? There is a golden age for them right now. In Kali Yuga, they are enjoying Satyuga. Because there is no dearth of space for them. They reside in every heart. It is really the Kali Yuga is the golden age of vices. So Baba says there is a unity in the vices. And they keep on working, they are tireless. There is no question of day or night for them. They never fall sick. Have you ever seen that lust will not come because he is sick, admitted in the ward? Or the attachment is not well? So, they are... Have you ever seen they have gone in coma? They are always in the stage of jagran, awakefulness. They are always on duty. And have you ever seen them becoming proud that we rule over the humanity? There is a sense of egolessness also in ego. Such a mysterious and miraculous world of vices. That's why they rule the world. There's so much to learn from them. They don't have any WhatsApp groups. They don't believe in staying active in social media. For them, status is of no use. Status of WhatsApp or life. Both. They don't compete, they don't race. If lust is going ahead, attachment says, okay, you go ahead. I'll come later on. There is no jealousy as such. So have you ever seen such a world of unity, universal brotherhood? Verily, the golden age. So vices are closely knit. Even if some vice gets defeated, the other is there to support. They are so cooperative. The lust has gone, lust has failed. Because the Brahmin is very powerful, Brahmachari. So lust will come back. But does that lust get depressed? Disheartened? So, because he has failed, he has defeated me? No. He tries another way. They all, each one of them is intense effort maker. They don't have Murlis. God is sitting and telling Murli, relating Murli to them, but their boss Ravan, he doesn't do anything. So, when you are a charioteer, you are detached from the body. You are detached from body consciousness. You are the master of your senses. And this is your pure sanskar. Baba says, keep on checking yourself. It is not that you check during the day. You forget to check during the day and at night only you check. Oh, I got influenced, defeated. Baba says, the checking should become natural. Shuddha sanskar should become pure sanskar, just as those impure sanskars have become so dominant and prominent in you. In the similar manner, this pure sanskars of checking should become very part of you, should become your natural sanskar. Then you don't have to do any effort. No effort would be needed. The checking would happen automatically. So such checking is needed. Then only you can conquer Maya. And then only you can become detached observer. The stage of Sarathi will lead to the stage of Sakshi. The stage of this charioteer consciousness, this Sarathi consciousness will lead to Sakshi consciousness. You remain a witness, a detached observer, a spectator, and see things happening. Everything is happening. And Baba said Brahma was number one in this game. So follow him. He is a senior team leader. He is your senior expert monitor of the class. So maintain that consciousness. And when you do this charity, you will automatically become yog-yukta and yukti-yukta. All the time. It's not that when you are giving speech, you are yog-yukta and yukti-yukta. Even when you are rinsing your utensils, cleaning the room, all the ordinary works will become extraordinary. The Zen saying says, before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. But there is a difference now. Earlier, there is a delusion. Earlier, there is a darkness. Earlier, there is a sleep, a slumber. Now, it's total wakefulness. When you go in the woods and chop them, when you carry water and fetch them into your bucket, now the consciousness is different. You are yog-yukta and you are yukti-yukta. So all these things happen when you are in the stage of charioteer consciousness. Om Shanti.